Craig, you're a little excited for the circus, aren't you?
I am so excited for the circus.
The circus is in town. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey have announced that. Well, they're in town. They're at the United Center this week and next week. And they have announced donation to Rush Children's Hospital in support of ongoing commitment to care for pediatric cancer patients. This is something they're doing in every city. And for every $10,000 they're donating to every market that they are visiting with the circus, they are also giving an additional donation of $10,000 to the Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, where they're in the middle of groundbreaking cancer research study involving DNA from the Ringling elephants. And on the line with us is Dr. Schiffman, Dr. Schiffman, I have never heard of this. Why have we never heard about the study for pediatric cancer in relation to elephants?
Well, this is brand new. First of all, thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, thank you for your time. I know it's late.
Yeah, you bet. No, so this is, like you said, groundbreaking, but it's also brand new. No one's really ever taken a look at elephants before in this approach. So this is why you've never heard about it.
Now,
So
tell us, I'm reading that elephants rarely come down with cancer, I guess, are diagnosed with cancer.
That's right. That's right. And this is actually really a surprise, Patty, because and something we had never thought about before. I'm actually a pediatric oncologist, so that means I take care of children with cancer, and I also have a lab out here at the University of Utah, and you mentioned Primary Children's Hospital here in Salt Lake City, and we're very focused, or at least had been, on trying to understand who gets cancer and why, and even looking at people and families who got more cancer. And we learned about 3 or 4 years ago now that elephants almost never get cancer. And the surprise there was that elephants are so large. They're 100 times the size of people, have so many cells, dividing so quickly for so long. They live 60, 70 years. Just by chance alone, you'd think all of those cells dividing over such a long period of time should randomly at least get cancer or turn into cancer. And actually, almost all elephants should be dying of cancer, but they don't. And so they've evolved some way to be protected from it. And so that's what really started our thinking about, well, gosh, why aren't elephants getting cancer when they should be getting more cancer? And can we learn how they're doing it so one day we could help children and families with cancer?
Well, because I'm reading of some of these numbers, and it says here that more than 16,000 children and teenagers are diagnosed with cancer annually in the United States alone. Did you find, and you said about 3 years ago was when you made this discovery, had you, up to that point or even since then, have you been able to find a correlation between, you know, you were talking about who gets cancer, whether it's genetic or in families or exposure to certain things. Was it kind of just a collection of information that you still were like, now what?
Well, yes. So what we knew is that some of the families that we take care of here, and this is true for many families where cancer seems to run in the family, is that they are missing a working copy of a type of gene. Not the type of genes we wear, but the type of genes that are DNA in our body. And we have two copies of every gene, or we're supposed to, one from our mom and one from our dad. But in some patients, we've learned that they're genes aren't working. One gene in particular is called P53, and this gene is known as the guardian of the genome. It's the policeman that really keeps us from developing cancer. When I talk to children and families, I say, think of a gene in its underpants with a cape floating behind its back, flying around our cells, and making sure we don't get cancer. And if Patty, this P53 gene discovers cancer that's starting, if there's any broken DNA or mutations, as we like to call them, then P53 springs into action, both copies, stops those cells from dividing and tries to fix it almost like a super spell checker. And if it can't fix it, then it actually goes on and it kills that cell so it won't turn into cancer. Well, it turns out that when there are families that there are lots of cancer that are occurring, that it turns out they're missing one working copy of their P53 gene. So one P53 gene is broken, and this gets passed along. And these children and families have 100% lifetime risk of developing cancer,
wow,
often at a young age. But it gets even more interesting with this P53 gene, and this will come right back to the elephants in just a minute, is that P53 actually is the most common gene involved in cancer. Doesn't matter pediatric cancer, adult cancer, doesn't matter brain tumor, breast tumor, colon cancer. you name it, over half the time, the P53 gene in the cancer itself is broken, is not working. So the cancer is very sneaky. It says, well, I'll take out the policeman so it can't stop me from turning into cancer. And so we knew that P53 was a very, very important gene. And 3 years ago, like you mentioned, we learned that we heard a talk from someone, Dr. Carlo Maley, who's now at Arizona State University. And Dr. Maley was explaining that elephants rarely get cancer, which, as we were talking about, is a big surprise because you'd expect they'd all get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said they looked at the genome, the DNA of elephants, and what they saw there was that instead of two copies of the P53 gene, like you and I have, Patty, elephants had evolved 40 copies, so 20 times as much P53. And
wow.
And he went on to say, and you'll understand in just a minute why the circus is involved in this. He went on to say, well, that could be the reason, but he didn't know for sure why elephants weren't getting cancer, but it was certainly very intriguing. So after I heard that, I went right up to him, and I said, Dr. Maley, you know, what would you say if I told you in our lab back in Salt Lake City, we are studying families who are missing P53, they get lots of cancer. You just told us elephants almost never get cancer and have extra P53. What if somehow, some way, we could get some elephant blood and we could test it in the lab and try to understand why those elephants aren't getting cancer if it has to do with that P53?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's a great idea, but Josh, where are you going to get elephant blood? And I said, and you can see where this story
goes. Excellent question, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
I said, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where I can get your blood from patients, but I have no idea where I can get your blood from elephants. And so,
they don't have that on Amazon. I've checked. It's really
true. It's true. You could look. You get in big trouble if you order elephant blood. But you know what happened was, like most things, actually in science, I went home and I forgot about the whole thing until a couple of weeks later. I found myself at the zoo, the local zoo here, the Hogle Zoo in Utah, with my kids, and we were watching the elephant show. And they explained that they actually draw blood at the zoo from their elephants to make sure that they're healthy and that their hormones are in balance. And
sure.
Then, like most places at the zoo, and they said, if you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah. You're like, what do you do when you're done with that?
Exactly. You know, you were there. I said, here's my question. I said, how can I get me some of that elephant blood? And they, I learned later, almost thought about calling security.
Sure.
They didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started working with our local zoo. But where the circus comes in, and this is the most amazing part, and I know the circus is in town now, which is so wonderful, is after working with the zoo for a year, we've been working with African elephants, but we needed more blood. We needed to know if this was happening in Asian elephants, because we were learning in the lab why these P53 genes or how they were working to prevent cancer in elephants. And I actually gave a presentation at a place called the International Elephant Research Symposium. It was an elephant meeting, of all places. And afterwards, people from Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus introduced themselves to me and explained. I had no idea. I mean, this is a whole new world for me.
Sure.
I just knew about, you know, patients and medicine, not about elephants. And they explained that Ringling Brothers, which again is in town right now in Chicago, they have the largest herd of elephants, specifically Asian elephants, in the Western Hemisphere, all of North America, and they even have a center for elephant conservation.
Right.
Where they keep their elephants.
Hmm.
And so that was very interesting. I said, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. And then a couple weeks later, I was back again in Salt Lake, the phone rings, and it was the circus. And they said, Josh, we've got two questions for you. You know, we introduced ourselves at this elephant conference. We wanted to know, we're going to be in town. We're going to be in Salt Lake next week. We want to know, would you like some fresh blood for your experiments while we're, you know, we draw the blood like most places to make sure the elephants are healthy. But when we draw it, would you like a little extra? Question number one. And question number two, would you like some tickets for your family for the circus? So,
sure.
Patty, what choice did I have?
Oh, you got to say yes to that.
Exactly. And that was about 2 years ago. And since that time, we've had this beautiful partnership with Ringling Brothers. They've been very supportive of our work. They've given us, you know, unprecedented access to their elephants. And whenever the elephants were being drawn for, you know, normal elephant maintenance purposes, we were able to get a little extra blood and go down to the Center for Elephant Conservation and learn more about the elephants. And it's truly been a spectacular experience. They've actually supported us with small grants. And now you mentioned they've got this new initiative. And it's really this beautiful partnership because, you know, what I like to say is we work on keeping the kids healthy so Ringling Brothers can keep the kids entertained, right? I mean, it works out so well. So that was a very long answer.
No, I'm sitting here, Craig, I don't know about you, but I'm like, I want him to be my doctor.
Well, you know, it's funny because now when I go in with patients with cancer, and you know, it's the most devastating time in their lives.
Yes, of course.
And I'm able to suddenly turn things around, right? Because I'm there and our team is there. And I say, you know, obviously we're going to work so hard. We're going to cure your cancer. We're going to do everything we can. But did you know we're working with our local zoo and Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey, the circus, to try to understand why their elephants don't get cancer? And what we learn from elephants might actually help you one day. And then suddenly everyone starts smiling and giggling, and it turns the whole scene around.
Yeah, so, I do want him to be my doctor. And I don't know, do we have to get you elephant blood? Is that how we get to
for
be
everything
on your
else?
List?
Yeah. Yes.
No elephant blood required. But, you know, what's really been fascinating, so we published this about a month ago in JAMA, which actually, JAMA is, it's based out of Chicago, right there, which is, it's one of actually the world's leading medical clinical journals, and we were so pleased that they were interested in trying to understand potentially, you know, why these elephants don't get cancer, because there's an application for human patients.
No doubt about it. I need to take a quick break, and I want you to hold on because, one, I'm fascinated by your passion for this, and of course, with the direction that you're going with your research and the implications that it has, of course, immediately for children. We have a good friend of the show, Pat McGann, whose young son was diagnosed at 2 years old with cancer. We've worked very closely with the Cure It Foundation here in Chicago. So we'd love to talk to you. If you have a couple minutes to just hang on.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
We are talking to Dr. Schiffman, who is one of the country's premier pediatric oncologists, and he has partnered with, the Ringling Brothers at Barnum & Bailey Circus is in town. And every city that they go to, they are donating $10,000 to local pediatric cancer places like Rush here, and then $10,000 goes to the research that Dr. Schiffman is involved in ending childhood cancer. So we are talking to him, and we're going to talk to him in just a moment, but we have to take a quick break. I'm Pretty Late Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late, and I am indeed happy, in particular because our guest on the line is Dr. Schiffman, who is not just passionate, but really somebody who is breaking ground in the study of pediatric cancer. He's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus has partnered with, what is the name of the hospital that you're with in Utah?
It's Primary Children's Hospital.
And we have a question from a listener, actually, that texted. You were saying that elephants just don't develop cancer because of their genetic code, correct?
Right, right.
So the listener wants to know, then, what do elephants die from?
Ah, that's a great question. So it turns out, in the wild, believe it or not, elephants often die from starvation. They live 60, 70 years, and they wear out their teeth, and they can no longer eat. And sometimes they get infections and arthritis, but it's very rare that they'll die from cancer.
Well,
which again is a surprise. And in fact, if you look at elephants, which we did as part of this paper in JAMA, again, encourage the listeners, they can go to type in JAMA and elephants. It's the only elephant paper that will come up in JAMA, I promise you. But anyways, what we did is we looked at something called the Elephant Encyclopedia to try to, which keeps track of all elephant deaths, all captive elephant births and deaths. And elephants, it turns out, get cancer. It's rare, less than about 4% of the time, 4 or 5%. Humans get cancer about 50% of the time. So, and again, elephants are 100 times as big. So really, we think the reason that elephants evolved to be protected from cancer was so they could grow so large and become elephants. And so now, though, the challenge is on to try to think about and do things outside the box, which we like to be pioneers out here in Utah, is how, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we take 55 million years of elephant evolution and nature's way of preventing cancer and now apply it to children? And you know what, Patty, it's not just kids. So as I mentioned before, all cancers involve this P53 gene in some respect or another, over half of them. And as we age, as people get older and older, their P53 function naturally begins to decline. It's like those policemen of the genome.
Sure.
Well, they're eating too many donuts and maybe hanging out at the coffee shop a little more than they should, right? And so they're no longer as good at catching cancer. And as we get older, the rate of cancer goes up because cancer, you know, it's tragic in children, but it's also a disease of aging. So we think there's so much to learn from these elephants. Just another reason, right, that we need to conserve elephants and make sure they don't go extinct, because they really could help us one day maybe hold the cure, if we're lucky, for cancer, maybe even prevention.
And for all the people who've complained about the treatment of elephants at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey, I don't know that people know this about their goal to preserve the community of elephants in North America.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, I know I'm dumbfounded by this. Before I let you go, so the obviously what we want to be able to do is, from your study, what you want to be able to do is, how do you introduce a way to fortify, to reinforce the P53, the police officer of the
right.
the healthy cells.
So right, yeah, yeah. So what I'll say really quickly is, one thing about the Ringling Brothers is, you know, I've become, you know, very close with the whole organization, as we've had to, so we, you know, learn from these elephants. They treat their elephants better than I treat my children. And I treat my children pretty darn good.
I was going to say, I don't want to make a judgment on you.
I'm not slamming my treatment of my children. What I'm trying to say is they really go out of their way to make sure their elephants are happy and healthy. And again, we would be unable to do what we do without their support. And what's great is this new initiative. So all of your listeners can get involved, and you can learn more, just quickly to plug it, if you type in Ringling Brothers Center for Elephant Conservation, or, you know, you'll go to their website. They have a really fantastic cartoon that they've made about the whole research and how people can contribute and participate and be a part of it. And it's been an amazing thing. And just what you said, Patty, so now we're working so hard. The race is on. How do we learn from these elephants? How do we figure out a way to get those P53s to help children, to help adults, to help everyone with cancer? And so, yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I want to thank you, and we need to have you on again soon. I don't know if you're coming to Chicago anytime soon, but I definitely need to have you in the studio if you happen to pass through our city.
I'll be there this spring. Maybe we can arrange something.
Maybe. Done. Whatever. Okay. We'll work on your schedule. Again, Dr. Shiffman said go to Google Ringling Brothers Elephant Conservation to participate in this very important study to support the kind of work that he's doing. We can't thank you enough for what you are contributing and improving our lives, saving our children, hopefully saving as we get older. You know, again, fortifying those police officers, the P53. I've learned so much, and I look forward to talking to you some more. Do you want to direct any other websites before we let you go?
Well, there's, like I said, I encourage your listeners to check out the JAMA website right there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So you just type in JAMA and elephants and P53, it should come up. And then, of course, people are always welcome to visit our lab website. If they type in Shiffman Lab in Utah, it should pop right up there.
The more we know, the more we can help each other. And I can't, again, thank you enough so much, Dr. Shiffman. And we look forward to talking to you very soon.
Excellent. And I look forward to talking to you.
Terrific.
Enjoy the circus while it's in town.
I'm going tomorrow.
All right. Well, listen, when you look at those elephants, remember, as they're dancing around, think, these elephants, they may hold the cure for cancer if we do it right.
And if we support work like yours. Have a great night. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.